Blog Talk Radio.
Submit to you and your standard of righteousness. We ask your purity, meekness, and holiness of heart. Forgive us for our tolerance of the spirit of Jezebel in both our minds and our deeds. Father, because we submit to you, we have your authority to resist the devil. We bind in the name of Jesus the principalities of Jezebel. We pull down the stronghold of its thinking over our community and our state. We come against the fortress this demon has built up in the spirit realm, in this area, and we release the Holy Spirit to plunder the house of Jezebel and distribute her goods. We also speak faithfulness of eyes and heart to husbands and wives. We release purity of heart and grace to each member of the body of Christ. both single and married. We cover your people with the blood of Jesus Christ. We loose the joy of an humble and submissive spirit and pull down the imaginations of ambition and pride. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is in heaven, I come into your presence with thanksgiving.
Reach out,
oh, bless the name of Jesus.
This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not to be there.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now.
Do not incline mine heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who works iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips, O Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all those that afflict my soul. For I am your servant. In Jesus' name, I pray. Welcome once again to another episode of the Oaths of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We are experiencing a bit of technical difficulties at this time, so while we are making the announcement, the hymns or the audio may just trip right in. But we bless the Lord tonight, and we thank him for the opportunity to present this show to you. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. You can visit our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. We are pleased to announce that the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power in the blood, wonderful working power in the blood.
Precious blood of the Lamb. We appear to be having this continuous difficulties with the audio system. We pray tonight that there won't be any hindrance of the show, and we thank God for the opportunity once again to host the show, and nothing will deter us. The enemy have no room in this show, and we will not stand by and let the enemy disrupt the flow of the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that will come up against this show tonight. Lord, I submit to you tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Once again, we would like to announce that House of Christ Ministries now support Food for the Poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work and effort. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American countries, including the Caribbean. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. Once again, we ask your support. If you would like to mail a check, please make check payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of media, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, at 8:30 p.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and in winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. We thank you once again, and may God bless you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer.
Good.
Once again, we would like to apologize. We appear to be having some technical difficulties with our audio system.
Bye.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, I am sharing with you our statement of faith. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. And after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Tell me the name again. Let us take a look at the names of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate, God in the flesh. The names of Jesus Christ tells us of a great deal about his character as he ministered on this earth. We can draw a great deal of comfort from meditating upon the names of Jesus Christ because they remind us again of his deep love for us, and it should be a testimony to every Christian. There is no earthly name to compare with the name of our precious Jesus Christ, who died to save us from our sins. The Greek name for Jesus comes from the Hebrew word name Yeshua, which means God the Savior or God is salvation. This is the name his mother Mary gave to him because the angel revealed to her that he would save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Christ. This Greek name means the anointed one, and that is also what the Hebrew name Messiah means. When the Bible speaks of Jesus Christ, It literally means Jesus the Messiah or our Savior, the Anointed One. In the Old Testament times, new kings and prophets were anointed with holy oil to show that God had chosen them for a special purpose. Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Spirit at the beginning of his ministry. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 through 22. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape, like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you are going through, there is hope, there is help, and there is life-altering power in the speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak his word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare his words boldly. Speak with the power and authority, and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours, and get ready to experience God's power in your lives. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Our lesson for tonight will be, your resources are in the will of God. Once again, our lesson for tonight, which is in the series Supernatural Faith, is your resources are in the will of God.
Oh,
sinners asking your forgiveness. And as we teach your word tonight, we are encouraged and we are submitting to you tonight because we are confident that our resources are in your will, and that you will supply our needs according to your riches in glory, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our lesson tonight, your resources are in God's will. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Beloved, there are so many people in the body of Christ, which is the church, who go lacking. This is both true of individual Christians as well as churches and ministries. This should not be. In God's Word, the Holy Bible, God has promised to meet our needs, yet many are without. Whenever we find our needs not being met, we must seek God's face to make sure that we have not stepped out of his will. God's word declares that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Everything that we ask in his will, his response is yes. Whenever I find myself doing ministry that is outside of God's will for me, I often find a lack of heaven-sent provisions to accomplish it. This has caused me to take from the resources that God has provided for my family and place it into that ministry to fund it. Later, I do not have my family's needs met because I have misappropriated God's resources for my family. Many of us take God's promised resources and use them outside his will. Perhaps we spend them on material things, vacations, or other things and personal desires that God did not tell us to do. After this, many of us ask God, how come he has not supplied us with our needs as his word declares? Most often, God has supplied our needs, but we have either misappropriated the funds for our needs or we are doing things outside of his will. This was a quote from our bishop about what he had experienced. Your desire. Often, many of us mix up our heart's desire with God's will. God can permit or allow you to go after your heart's desire, but it does not mean that he is going to finance it. He finances and brings his resources to his will. You can try and apply your faith to your heart's desire. But if your heart's desire is not in God's will, he will not bless it. Misappropriated faith is a cause of much frustration to the body of Christ. James chapter 4, verse 3 says, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." There is no need to apply faith in areas that are outside of God's will for your lives. Once again, there is no need to apply faith in areas that are outside of God's will for your life. There are many times that God puts up barriers to try and stop us from moving out of his will for our lives, but many of us I will ride through those walls. It is at this point that God has to shut us down totally. You may find that you no longer have the resources to do what you wanted to do, which then causes you to seek God's face to gain his instructions. You must get your life and ministry lined up with God's will, and you will have constant provision and breakthrough. Don't move out of the area or ministry. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, or other ministry that God has ordained you to work in. Beloved, do not move out of the area of your ministry that God has ordained you to work in. If you are called to be an apostle, then you stay as an apostle. If you are called to be a prophet, then you must stay as a prophet. If you are called to be an evangelist, then you must remain an evangelist. If you are called to be a pastor, you remain as a pastor and take care of the flock. If you are called to be a teacher, then you do that. Don't try and do what others are doing and expect success unless God has told you that. That is his will for you. Find out his will for you and your ministry before you jump ahead, or else you will get into serious problems. Not just generic faith, but direct faith. You should not just apply your faith to general or generic things, but specific targets of God's revealed will for you. Find out God's specific will for your life and your ministry, then begin to apply your faith to it. Grace as a resource to accomplish God's will. When you are in God's will, you will have the resources of grace to accomplish the task. There are some ministry tasks as well as other Christian responsibilities that require grace or God's given ability. This happens when we are in his will. For example, when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he had grace to accomplish this task because he was in God the Father's will. When you are in God's will, you will have the grace to accomplish the things that he has set before you to do. Faith in the will of God. When you apply your faith in the will of God for your lives, it always manifests the provision or resources of God. John chapter 21, verses 3-6, we see the difference in the disciples' results of fishing. When they fished in their own direction, they caught nothing. But when they fished at the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, they had an abundance of provision. It reads, Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. They believed and applied their faith in the word of the Lord, which was his will, and they had the provisions that they needed and more. There are many souls that God in his sovereign wisdom and will as a sign for you to lead to Christ for salvation. He wants you to be a fisher of men who is submitted in his direction. Don't go fishing where he has not directed you and expect to see souls saved. Do not go to the White House and try to win the president to Jesus Christ if God has not given you the task. It may sound honorable, but it will not produce the results that you desire. Neither will God give you the resource to accomplish it. Ask God to lead you to those he wants you to minister to and be saved. Apply your faith for their salvation, along with ministering to them as God directs. You will find that you will have the resources and ability to minister to the needs of these people. There is absolutely nothing that is in God's will for you that he will withhold from you. Whenever you apply your faith to God's will, it will come to pass. You must abide in him to know his will. John chapter 15, verse 7. It is here that the greatest problem with resources is for Christians: a lack of abiding in him and having relationship with him. It is in relationship that we find his will and thus his resources.
Child of the living God,
I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am a new creation in Jesus Christ, and all things have passed away, and all things have become new. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am not under guilt or condemnation. I refuse discouragement because it is not of God. God is the God of all encouragement. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. I do not listen to Satan's accusation, for he is a liar, the father of lies. I gird up my loins with truth. Sin does not have dominion over me. I flee from temptation, but if I do sin, I have an advocate with the Father, who is Jesus Christ. I confess my sins and forsake them. God is faithful and just to forgive me, cleansing me from all unrighteousness. I am cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I am an overcomer because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because of the word of my testimony. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I shall confute every tongue that rises up against me in judgment. My mind is renewed by the word of God. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I bring every thought captive into obedience to the truth. I am accepted in the Beloved. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am not the slave of sin, but of righteousness. I continue in his word. I know the truth, and the truth sets me free. Because Jesus Christ has set me free, I am free indeed. I have been delivered out of the dominion of darkness, and am now abiding in the kingdom of God. I am not intimidated by the enemy's lies. He is defeated. For this purpose, Jesus Christ came into the world to destroy the works of the evil one. I submit to God and resist the devil. The enemy flees from me in terror because the Lord lives mightily in me. I give the devil no opportunity. I give no place to fear in my life. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Terror shall not come near me, because the Lord is the strength of my life, and he always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. In Christ I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, and none shall touch me. I am seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. I have been given power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall injure me. No longer will the enemy oppress me. I defeat him by the authority that Jesus Christ has given me. I am more than conqueror through Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I thank you.
Resulting in separation from God.
I encourage you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or recommit yourselves to Him tonight. Don't be ashamed. Wherever you are, I need you to stand right there and to join me in this road to salvation. I am positive you won't have any regrets. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Beloved, I need you to take a few minutes of your time and think about it. There is no better way, there is no sweeter way to live than to live in the arms and promises of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, then we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life tonight, I invite you to join me in prayer and be honest about it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that He rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in Him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank him for saving me. Beloved, if you have prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. This is the beginning of a new life. The right way to begin the Christian walk is by receiving Jesus Christ. He immediately gives power to become a child of God to anyone who receives him. It does not matter what you have done in life. When you receive Jesus Christ, the very instant you will become a child of God. The Lord promises this in John 1 verse 12. There is no other way for you to become a child of God. No man, no matter how well he has been sheltered from the vices and evils of this world, is a child of God until he receives Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says, we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everyone. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some accept this wondrous gift of God. Everyone accepts this gift, becomes a child of God. Many others refuse this wondrous gift of God. And everyone who refuses this gift perishes. They condemn themselves. John chapter 3 verse 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
But then
As we come to the end of our show tonight, I would like to once again encourage you to support this ministry and to support our cause. You can support Food for the Poor. We need your financial support. All checks for Food for the Poor should be mailed to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. We once again encourage you also to sow into the ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.